The French cabinet, on November 8th, allowed local officials to impose curfews under a state of emergency law in order to halt riots after the country's worst civil unrest in decades raged for a 12th night. Nationwide, vandals burned 1,173 vehicles November 8th, compared to 1,400 vehicles a night earlier, according to preliminary national police figures. A total of 330 people were arrested, down from 395 the night before. The unrest is the worst the country has experienced since student revolts in 1968. President Jacques Chirac has been heavily criticized by opposition parties for taking what appears to be a backseat role in bringing an end to one of the nation's biggest crises. Meanwhile, foreign governments have warned their citizens to be careful in France. Apparent copycat attacks also spread outside France, with five cars torched outside the main train station in Brussels.